And that's the old tradition. But today it doesn't apply. Today there's no such culture. Today people move into communities. Different kind of leadership is required. Different kind of a leadership, which I mean there has to be one leader, there has to be a society services established by outside other nationalities who have expert on their own lifestyle. So the First Nation for the last 50 years have not acquired that expertise. And for that reason, our elders are not reliable for the different culture that we are now, we find ourselves into. And this is the truth. And it's truly the fact of today life. And in the meantime, we have already settled into the community from the last 20 years. Probably from 1960, people began to have a housing into the small settlement of the European, where the Hudson Bay Company used to do the fur trading. People are forced to move there, more so in a decade of 70, where people begin to demand to have the local school, community school, and also when the residential school begin to diminish or sort of disengage, and therefore more members, more families get stuck in the community because they have to be close to their children to go to school. And this is the fact. And that's what lead us to move into community and to establish different kind of life. And that is what I wanted to explain very thoroughly. I am not much so interested about the past to try to express how we must know or how we must strive to get back, because it's almost next to impossible to bring our young people back into the old ways, because certainly they would never want to live the way our forefathers lived. And only if they could go back to the spiritual belief and traditional belief and activities, they might. That may not even hold them into wilderness. And besides that, the way it has been happening recently, when the European arrive and they want to claim the land for their own settlement and development into a nationhood, have acquired some method to acquire the land using many of the institutions they brought with them. The legal matters and also the spiritual stuff and everything, all those things have been well taken care of and work smoothly into acquiring the land in which they want to claim. And this is the knowledge that our elders did not know. They were so new to the different culture. And we were not going to that kind of stuff. But we can always say right now, very quickly, when the European came, they changed the First Nation lifestyle. They changed it physically. They changed it spiritually. Physically, it makes the First Nation to be dependent upon the white men, its trade. And then after the Christianization, totally the First Nation became useless in its own land. And then dependent upon totally to the white men. And then in the legal system, after the treaty was made, they have submitted totally to be ruled under the rules of the European culture. This also at that time, those who signed the treaties did not understand all these things, what was taking place and what was happening.